us live. Join us for worship Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
When he wrote it out, God loosed his tongue and he began to prophesy. Amen. He began to speak in line with what God has spoken, contrary to what he had done in the beginning. And so as he began to prophesy, guess what? John never entered the temple. He was the beginning of a new order. And I'm here to tell you today that God has started another order. Amen. A virgin church. The order of Melchizedek. The order after an endless life. You see, the time of sacrifice, tell somebody the time of sacrifice is over. Now, you can follow all you want to Israel and the reestablishing of the burnt offerings and the red heifer and all that. Why start all that sacrifice again when Jesus became the sacrifice? Something's wrong with that. People waiting for the rebuilding of this and all of that and the red heifer and all of that when Jesus put an end to all of that. Amen. Amen. This is for the Jew and the Greek. Amen. There's no class of people outside of needing to be saved through Jesus. Amen. I don't care what your culture is. If you're going to be born again, you got to come through Jesus. Amen. Not through a religion. Not through a bunch of dogma. If you're saved, Jesus got to save you. Yeah. Muhammad's not the one. Buddha's not the one. It's Jesus. Yeah. For there is no other name among men given among men whereby we must be saved. Yeah. Jew and Gentile. Yeah. I don't care what you practice or what your culture is. You need to be born again. Yeah. Amen. And it's through Jesus. Anybody that comes up any other way is the same as a thief or a robber. Yeah. Let's not get this thing twisted. He put an end to sacrifice. He is the sacrifice. He is the Lamb of God, slain for the sins of the world. You know how the shepherds knew that he was the Lamb of God? He was born in a manger among the other animals. Amen. No room at the inn. They knew of the prophecy that he would be born, the lamb would be born among the animals. So when they saw him, they knew it was the Lamb of God. Horses and cows and everything around him. And here's a little baby boy, the lamb, born in the stable. So, having said that, Zechariah didn't believe. But let's take a look, verse 26. Gabriel came to Mary. Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast her in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father, David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come unto thee upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. The angel didn't have to smite her with dumbness. Amen. As marvelous, as much of an impossibility as this might seem, she, in her childlike faith, said, be it unto me. Say that with me. Be it unto me. Come on, say it again. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed, and the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and she was with child. So we see those two examples there. Joseph, the natural Joseph, an Israelite, favored Mary, covered Mary, blessed Mary. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was born, and Herod was going to send soldiers to kill all the children in Bethlehem, God came to Joseph in a dream. Said, take the child into Egypt. And he did so. And they hid in Egypt till Herod died. Tell somebody, God is very strategic. You know, to go into Egypt would have cost them a lot of money. But you know, if you rewind a little bit, right around the time we celebrate Christmas was when the wise men showed up. And God had them carrying gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they loaded them down with the gold that God knew they would need for their journey into Egypt. Amen. Tell somebody, God's very strategic. God's not blessing you for just no reason, for you to squander things, for you to be careless. God has a plan. Amen. Amen. So they came back. And we know the rest of the story. But there's the coming to maturity of a called out remnant. Amen. Those that are destined for a throne. Now, you've heard me talk about this before. There's only one way out of this life. And that's through death. Amen. Amen. Death to self. Now, often we don't like to talk about death, but I'm driving home a point here. Because there's only one way out of this life, and there's only one way out of where you are to go higher or to go deeper or to increase or to enlarge or whatever you might want to label it, and that is through a very real death to yourself. Amen, amen. I know they're going to get a little scattered because folks don't like to die, but listen, the only way up is down. The only way to get more resurrection life is to die, more to your life. Amen. That boring life, that life that doesn't bear much fruit, that life that just has you bumping along. Die to yourself. Amen. Die to those things and allow the resurrection life that's working in your spirit to take hold of you and take that place of that. And you'll find yourself increasing. Listen, you can read every book that's in the library, online, and still not grow. You just got a lot of head knowledge. Amen. How many of we all know more? We all know more than we live. Tell the truth, make the devil a lie. You know more. Amen. See, you can teach people what you know, but you can only produce what you are. So we're not just talking about, read, amen. All leaders should be readers. Read, study, to show yourself approved. But that is not the key to true growth. The foundational key is death to yourself. Amen. Amen. While I'm on this subject, All of us have a cross to bear. I would that you were here Wednesday night or get Wednesday night CD, because the ultimate victory comes from our being focused on the ultimate goal. And the ultimate goal is to be like Christ. And, you know, I'm not talking about being like Mike. I'm talking about being like Christ. And when we talk about being like Christ, it's not just like, you know, copycatting. No, it's allowing the Christ in you to take you over. So that you operate, you walk like he walks. You talk like he wants you to talk. And see, you know a tree by the fruit it bears. A whole lot of folks say, I was just talking to someone the other day, and they said, oh yeah. I said, are you, you know, we got in conversation. I said, where you go to church? He told me to go to church. I said, okay. I said, you believe in God? You believe God? He said, oh yeah, I believe in him. I said, are you saved? And he couldn't answer that directly. Amen. He said, well, I believe in a man upstairs. I said, the devils do too. But I said, are you saved? Yeah, I wasn't being harsh or hasty, you know. We were talking, and I said, but are you saved? He said, well, you know, I said, no. I said, okay, here's the question. If you died today, are you sure where you would end up? Well, you know, God is merciful. I said, I know that. I said, he loves people right till they step over. Yeah. Whichever direction they go in, he still loved them. You know, we need to stop skirting around and pretending and be for real with this. Because people need to know, amen, the truth. But anyway, one way out of this life. See, the cross is like this, and you've seen me do this before. You know, you could nail your feet to the cross if you could bear the pain. You could nail your feet. And then with one hand, you could nail one hand. Right now, you got your feet on the cross and your arm on the cross. But you can't do the other arm. People around you got to do the other arm.
Amen.
Did you get that? There's something else involved having to do with your cross. If you realize and you understand that the only way out of where you are is to die to yourself, then you would stop becoming angry and offended and upset when God allows people. Oh, it's real quiet in there now. Or when he even allows the enemy to buffet you a little bit. It's real quiet. I need to take this jacket off, start preaching now. See, Paul had a thorn that was given to him. Paul had deep and heavy revelation, but he was going deeper. There were things God wanted him. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. But God allowed something in his life, and Paul began to pray against it. And it says 3 times Paul fervently prayed to be delivered of this thorn. And then God answered him and said, Paul, listen. Now, I'm paraphrasing. Stop praying against this thing. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Because in this thing that you're grappling with, my strength in you will be made perfect. But the way out of this is not fighting it, but dying to it. Paul, when he got the understanding, he said, now gladly will I rejoice in my infirmities. I'll take pleasure in my afflictions, because in so doing, the glory of God is resting upon me.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available.